Chapter 18. Grand Event Center, Coruscant. Natua nodded in satisfaction at the screaming that could be heard, even through the thick walls. She took no pleasure in the noise, but she had done what was necessary. Every person in that room was an imposter, and while she would not willingly kill them on general principle, those who had somehow managed to spirit away Leia, Han, and Rad were obviously very powerful, whatever they were. Their motives could not possibly be benign. The pretenders wearing the faces of friends, who likely had probably murdered said friends, had to be contained and stopped. Now they would be. She glanced back at the two unconscious guards. The first one had taken her to the control room. The second had tried to stop her. She had force-hurled both against the walls upon entering. Bloody smears trailed from the point of impact to where their heads lolled against the wall. It had been easy for a Jedi to override the security systems in the dangerous animal hall. She was sorry to discover, however, that this room did not control all security throughout the exhibition. She'd have to do the rest on her own. The Feline Jedi raced through the back corridors, keeping her eyes peeled for security cams and shorting them out every time she passed one. She slammed into a door marked Exit and emerged in the main hall. Had it been only half an hour or so since she had been there, her greatest concern a noisy journalist spying on them? Her heart lurched in pain. She had been ignorant then, had thought her fellow Jedi now encased in carbonite to be insane. She knew better now. Natua glanced around. She eyed the small animal hall for a moment, then shook her head. It would be annoying for dozens of little creatures to be milling about underfoot, but nothing more. She wouldn't waste her time there. The distraction, the chaos, the damage she needed in order to both ensure her escape and cause as much harm to the doppelgangers as possible would be found outside.